Okay, gentlemen. Let's see. All we got is one case we've got tabled and none left open. So we'll go on at this time under old business. And our first case will be case number 10,018. And this is a variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park. And this is in Bay City Mobile Home Park.
Mr. Chairman, these were, in fact, I'll address both of these together because they were tabled for surveys.
Yes, sir.
We received what were represented to be surveys from Walter Todd this past week. Unfortunately, they're not sufficient for any real purpose. None of them have any beginning points. None of them are marked with any monuments that a surveyor would typically use. And I actually talked to Mr. Todd, and he basically just said they just put them where somebody told them to put them, which, of course, is the same thing we were running into some time ago with Sierra and White House Beach and a couple other places. So they're really not surveys. They're nothing we can depend on, and Mr. Todd conceded they were nothing he would want to try to support in a courtroom. So that's usually the guideline. If you ask a surveyor, can you support your work in a court of law, they'll tell you yes or no, and he said no to this one. So in my view, at least, in my opinion to the board, the surveys are insufficient and are not going to allow the board to discharge its duties.
Do we even approve these on either one of them? Thank you for that, Mr. Burrell. We appreciate that.
Now, the alternative is just, again, like we open to see, if there's a point when they can, you know, if the owner can do a survey. Of course, there are different sections. Some are marked, some are not. But they're going to have to do something more than what they've done here. So if you want to just table them again until they submit a legitimate survey, we can do that. It'll put them in the same position that some of these others were, unless and until the developer, the owner, does a little bit more for the park to get us what we need.
Okay. Gentlemen, I would recommend that we uphold council's recommendation that we put these, you know, that we table these until they can come up with something better. And at the same time, can we put our own moratorium on for the office, that they not issue any?
I don't think the board can do it. I think it has to come from the administration. I understand that's being considered now.
Thank you. Okay, so that we'll, do I have a motion then? Now, can we do that? We can apply that to both these cases then?
You can take them both together.
Okay, we can take both these cases.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we table case number 10,018 and 10,039 until a proper survey can be submitted. Are there any questions to that motion? If not, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Again, case number 10,018 and 10,039. Okay, now we'll